Trial lawyers donate to Democrat Chris Pappas for supporting anti-police policy. By Sean Moran on August 22, 2020. The American Association for Justice, the Trial Lawyers Trade Association, donated to Representative Chris Pappas's DNH campaign before Pappas supported an anti-police policy to remove law enforcement's qualified immunity protection. In July, Pappas backed efforts to remove qualified immunity legal protections for police officers, saying, "I think that we do need to see increased accountability, and the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act would get rid of qualified immunity, which is a concept that was created by the courts a couple of decades ago." In June, the American Association for Justice came out in favor of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act of 2020, which would overturn law enforcement's qualified immunity protection. Linda Lipson, the CEO of the American Association for Justice, said in a statement in June, "For more than 50 years, the unjust qualified immunity doctrine has shielded law enforcement officers from lawsuits when they violate the civil rights of the people they are sworn to protect. Those whose rights are violated must be able to seek justice and public accountability, especially when they or their families are targets of police violence and brutality," Lipson added. The Trial Lawyers Association, which contributes overwhelmingly, or 96.72% of the time, to Democrats, donated $5,000 to Pappas's re-election campaign. Matt Mowers, R., a former Donald Trump administration official who is running to unseat Pappas in New Hampshire's 1st District, slammed the New Hampshire Democrat in a statement to Breitbart News. "Chris Pappas is bought and paid for by the Defund the Police crowd," Mowers said. "Now we know why Pappas sold out New Hampshire's law enforcement. It is sickening that Chris Pappas has looked members of our law enforcement community in the eye and told them that he has their backs, only to then vote to strip them of their qualified immunity and receive a financial incentive to do so." Granite State voters are angry with the way he has so brazenly disrespected the police and are ready to vote for someone who will stand with law enforcement and keep our communities safe, Mowers added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.